Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Set your watches. Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes on Fridays. Yours truly gets a chance to hang out with you for the first hour on all of these great radio stations from the East Coast to the West Coast and everywhere in between. They call Christopher the Wizard of Oz because he is behind the curtains making everything go. Without the wizard, we would have absolutely nothing but static. Email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. It's a great way for us to go back and forth. I get emails from all over the country. If you're hearing me for the very first time, I am broadcasting live and in person from our state-of-the-art studios in Connecticut. That's right, right here in the Nutmeg State, the Constitution State, where I have been doing my own morning show for almost 20 years. I would like to read something to you to start out this hour because, well, it really hit me when I saw this yesterday. There is a column out. Brian York wrote it, chief political correspondent, talking about a riot is the language of the unheard. And everybody has to listen to this because it's incredibly important and very relevant to what's going on, not only in politics, but in this country as a whole. A riot is the language of the unheard. On February 7th, 2022, Senator Tom Cotton, a member of the Judiciary Committee, wrote a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland. It was about the case of Montez Lee, a Rochester, Minnesota man sentenced to 10 years in prison for setting a fire that killed a man during the Black Lives Matter riots in Minneapolis. Now, the background is this. It happened at a pawn shop. On May 28, 2020, Lee and others broke into the pawn shop, and a video showed looters ransacking the store. Lee then poured a liquid accelerant from a can all across the floor. Lee then set the building on fire. More video showed him boasting shortly afterward about what he had done, saying, "Blank this place. We gonna burn this bitch down." That was Lee. Lee and his buddies then joked about other restaurants they were gonna hit next. So, he looted, he poured accelerant on this pawn shop, lit it on fire, burned it to the ground. Then a few days later, a woman reported that her son was missing. Police discovered that his car had been found near the pawn shop. They searched the rubble and found the body of Oscar Stewart, a 30-year-old man who had five children. An autopsy showed that Stewart died of burns and smoke inhalation, and the death was ruled a homicide. Lee was in a lot of trouble. In addition to setting the fire that killed Stewart, Lee had a bunch of prior convictions for burglary, assault, violations of a no-contact order, theft, etc., etc. And under the circumstances, the Justice Department prosecutors gave him a good deal. Lee pleaded guilty to one count of arson, and according to sentences, he faced 20 years in prison. Then came Lee's sentencing. Now, I hope you're following close. This person lit a fire purposely. Somebody died. They gave him a great deal initially. Gave him an arson charge instead of a murder charge. And instead of doing life in prison, he faced 20 years. Then came the sentencing. And with that, the events that actually caused Cotton to ask questions about the case. In a January 14, 2022 hearing, the Department of Justice prosecutors noted that, yes, sentencing guidelines did call for Lee to be sentenced to between 235 and 240 months in prison, but the DOJ asked the judge to show leniency to Lee, asking that he be sentenced to only 144 months or 12 years instead. In the end, the judge sentenced Lee to 10 years, 120 months, versus the 240 months in the guidelines. So first of all, he got an easy charge of arson instead of murder. Then the DOJ argued this thing down to 10 years. He killed somebody, and he got 10 years. The DOJ conceded that Lee had committed a serious crime, one that cost a man's life. His assertion that he did not intend to hurt anyone is of little comfort to the family and friends of Mr. Stewart, who is dead. Mr. Stewart's life had been cut short. A significant sentence would be necessary in this case. At this point, the sentencing memorandum took an astonishing turn. Yes, the guidelines called for 20 years. Prosecutors admitted this, but this is an extraordinary case, they said. Why is it extraordinary? Because Mr. Lee's motive for setting the fire is a foremost issue, according to a memo. The key passage from that memo says this, and I quote, Mr. Lee credibly states that he was in the streets to protest unlawful police violence against black men. And there is no basis to disbelieve this statement. Mr. Lee appropriately acknowledged that he could have demonstrated in a different way, but that he was caught up in the fury of the mob after living as a black man, watching his peers suffer at the hands of police. As anyone watching the news worldwide knows, many other people in Minnesota were similarly caught up. It appears many people felt angry, frustrated, and disenfranchised, and who were attempting, in many cases, in an unacceptably reckless and dangerous manner to give voice to those feelings. Mr. Lee appears to be squarely in the latter category, and even the great American advocate for nonviolence and social justice, Dr. Martin Luther King, stated in an interview with CBS's Mike Wallace in 1966 that we've got to see that a riot is the language of the unheard. A riot is the language of the unheard. The prosecutors took particular note of that video that showed Lee outside the pawn shop raising his fist into the air. To prosecutors, the gesture showed that Lee was at heart a well-meaning protester, not a killer. The raised fist Mr. Lee showed in his brazenness in committing the crime is telling, prosecutors wrote. Mr. Lee was terribly misguided, and his actions had tragic, unthinkable consequences. But he appears to have believed that he was, in Dr. King's eloquent words, engaging in the language of the unheard. In light of that, prosecutors concluded the guidelines, the 20-year sentence recommendation, did not appear appropriate, and Lee should receive a lesser sentence. It was a jaw-dropping, hard-to-believe justification for a deadly crime by a habitual criminal. Lee was only protesting unlawful police violence, federal prosecutors argued. He felt frustrated and disenfranchised. He was caught up in the fury of the mob. And they went on to explain to the judge, you must understand that even though the riot was deadly, and even though Lee played a particularly ugly role, he truly believed he was engaging in the language of the unheard. That was then. And now, of course, we are watching the same Department of Justice seek maximum sentences against defendants who took part in the riot at the Capitol on January 6th. Have these same prosecutors routinely seek reduced sentences by telling judges that the January 6th rioters felt frustrated and disenfranchised? No. Are they saying that their actions were a result of the language of the unheard? No. Do prosecutors concede that the rioters got out of hand but excuse their behavior by arguing they were just caught up in the fury of the mob? And do they quote King to justify the rioters' acts by contending that they were engaging in the language of the unheard? And the answer to this, of course, is a resounding no. And that is the problem Cotton was getting at when he wrote to Garland. Cotton never mentioned January 6th, but he had one fundamental question. Does the Attorney General believe participation in a riot is a basis for leniency in sentencing individuals for violent crimes? And yet, we have the January 6th rioters, some of them still sitting in jail cells, some of them getting sentences of 2 decades, when a man who lit a fire in a pawn shop and rioted and looted on top of his already lengthy number of crimes that he committed. An exclamation point at the end of his criminal career, he killed someone, and yet he gets an extremely lenient sentence. What is wrong with that picture? That is weaponizing the Department of Justice. That is as dangerous as it can get. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in here the first hour for Wayne Allen Root, who will be here right after the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. Keep listening to the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne on the Root for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My 2 number 1 best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. proteins. This patent-pending no-comedium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-comedium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to save money on your next flight?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
You're listening to the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. The first hour here on Fridays, I get a chance to warm you up.
Wayne will be here in just a bit, right after the top of the hour. I wanted to share something I think is somewhat ingenious out in California. So there's a California store owner who has priced all of his items at $951 so that thieves can be prosecuted. Now, there are coupons at the front of the store near the cashier, near the checkout, that actually bring the prices back down to normal. But because California is so screwed up with their laws that essentially anything that you steal under a certain amount, and $950 is that amount in California, you don't get prosecuted. You get a citation. You get like a ticket. So people are going into stores and ripping them off. So this guy thought about it. Said, you know what? I'll just price everything. Gum, raisins, soda at $951. And then when you come in, he gives you a coupon that brings it back down to the normal price. Brilliant. Brilliant. Here's something you might have missed. Taxpayer-funded Inclusive Science Fellowship Program excludes white faculty. That's right, white faculty are excluded from a National Science Foundation-funded Inclusive Science Fellowship in what one legal group calls a blatant violation of federal law. The Inclusive Science Communication Fellowship is supported by a $2.8 million Collaborative National Science Foundation grant. And it's run by the University of Rhode Island, Metcalf Institute, Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism, and the University of Rhode Island Science and Story Lab. The fellowship addresses a significant gap in science communication research and training by centering the motivations, experience, and priorities of racial and ethnic minority scientists. That, according to its description, a requirement is that applicants identify as Black or African American, Indigenous or Native American, Hispanic or Latina. No whites shall apply. No whites shall apply. It's a blatant violation of the Civil Rights Act. Title 11 of the Civil Rights Act prohibits federally funded programs from discriminating against individuals on the basis of race, skin color, or national origin, which is precisely what the SCICOM program openly admits to doing. Just that. Imagine that. But it's okay, because you're discriminating against whites. And clearly, you can't be racist against whites. That's just not part of the definition. So, this clearly is okay. You know what I'm curious about? Whenever I hear things like this, you rarely hear folks of color speaking out against it. There are the occasional ones that do it. Like I said, Candace Owens is becoming, to me, a fan favorite, certainly, and she usually speaks out against stuff like this. And there are a few others scattered around. But for the most part, where are the folks of color who are coming out and slamming their fist on the table saying, no, that's not okay? Like, that's not fair. That's not okay for it to be that way. And I've talked about this a number of times, not only here, but on my own morning show, is that this is the least racist country in the world. It might be the least racist country to ever exist. And yet we continue to perpetuate this false narrative that somehow folks of color in 2023 are being held back for some reason. It's actually pathetic that it continues, and it's a driving narrative, in particular, behind almost every single Democrat politician. They constantly bring this up. It's part of the playbook over and over and over and over again. And the evidence I just presented, it's intertwined in federally funded programs that are popping up on university campuses across the country. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. It's always an honor and a pleasure to get a chance to hang out with you here on these Fridays, broadcasting from one coast to another, from sea to shining sea. We've got to take a quick break. We'll come back. Joined here in my studio here in Connecticut will be former Congressman, Vietnam veteran, and former CIA spy, Rob Simmons. We'll talk about China. That's coming up next. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News Update. The IRS is cracking down on millionaires that owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. The agency announcing it's launching an initiative funded by the Inflation Reduction Act to increase auditing on large businesses and the wealthy. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is announcing charges against former police officer Mark Dial for the fatal shooting of 27-year-old Eddie Azari last month. Dial and another officer were pursuing Azari when Dial shot Azari through the driver's side window after his vehicle came to a stop. Krasner confirms he showed the video of the shooting to Azari's family, and the family said they don't want people to get violent in response.
They do not want any criminal unrest. They do not want any rioting. They do not want any looting.
Tim Berg, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. It's Friday, the first hour. I get a chance to hang out with you across the entire country here on the USA Audio Network. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour comes at you, so don't fret. Our special guest right now, he joins me every Thursday, and he's joining me here today on Friday here on this network, but he joins me every Thursday in Connecticut on my own morning show. It's Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman and former CIA spy, but we get him to give us the inside dirt and details on a lot of things that are going on, not only in Washington, but around the globe, and we're going to lean on his expertise today to talk about fentanyl and China. Rob Simmons. Rob?
You know, it's very interesting because, as you know, I've spent a lot of time academically and in my career studying China and the Far East. I lived in Vietnam for quite a long period of time during the war. I was there in several capacities, as Army soldier, CIA officer. Then I was sheep-dipped as a State Department officer, went to the embassy in Taiwan for 3 years, went to the Foreign Service Institute, studied Chinese and Chinese history at Harvard, and as I look at what's going on vis-a-vis the United States and China, there's a lot of things that we can talk about, but one of the things I have talked about in the past is the fentanyl crisis and the opium wars.
Right.
Now, Americans live in a country that's relatively new.
Yeah, sure, sure.
China has been civilized for 3,000 years.
Yeah.
Some would say we're not even civilized now, but we are. Yeah. Of course we are. The Chinese have a very different sense of history from us, and I have contended that the fentanyl crisis is morally justified by communist China for all of the terrible things that it's doing to Americans, because we were part of the imperialist powers that were behind the opium wars that took place in China 150 years ago. The first Anglo-Chinese War of 1839 and 42 was precipitated by the Chinese government's effort to suppress the trade in opium.
Right.
1839 to 42. That's back to when we were at kind of getting ready for our Civil War.
Sure.
And meanwhile, American, German, British, Dutch, and other traders, French traders, in China were engaged in the sort of first Anglo-Chinese War, which was an opium war. And the Brits had the lead, but Americans benefited from it.
Okay.
And opium was being brought into China. It was weakening the country. It was undermining the Qing dynasty and the leadership. And it was killing thousands, tens of thousands of Chinese who were opium addicts.
Right.
They'd go in these opium dens and smoke opium in these pipes. And it was a terrible thing.
Right.
Fast forward to the fentanyl trade on the border. They are creating the precursors of the fentanyl crisis by selling these precursor chemicals to the cartels, who then fabricate fentanyl and bring it across the border.
Payback.
It's kind of like, hey, too bad. Now, China is a communist country, right? So the government runs everything.
Yeah.
So when fentanyl precursors are coming out of China to the dealers in Mexico, who then fabricate the fentanyl, does the Chinese government know about it? Sure. Well, of course they do. Do they make money off of it?
Sure.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
And when they run across somebody like Joe Biden, what do they say?
They give him a few bucks.
Hey,
tell him to shut up.
Hey, buddy. We'll give you here. Here's a suitcase full of stuff.
Yeah.
Some really good stuff. Go enjoy.
Yeah.
And tell your daddy to leave us alone.
Sure.
Because he's bought and sold.
That's right.
Okay?
Tell
your daddy just to shut up and everything's going to be great.
Right.
And by the way, it's morally justified. It's morally justified because not that the communists are moral, but if they want to use our own standards of morality against us, they say, well, hell. You know, first of all, if your people didn't want the stuff, you don't have to buy it. You don't have to put a needle in your arm.
Right.
You don't have to stick a bunch of stuff up your nose. You don't have to do any of that.
Right.
That's you. You want it.
Yeah.
We're providing it.
Sure.
And by the way, you did the same to us 150 years ago.
Yeah, payback.
So it's payback.
Yeah.
Payback. And you know, you can say, well, maybe it's a big deal in the big cities.
Yeah.
But why do we care? Why should we give a damn? I mean, we're here. We're fat, dumb, and happy in Connecticut.
You know why. We all know why.
Are people dying?
Yeah,
there?
Overdose deaths are through the roof.
Through the roof.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, I just came across an article that I clipped dated September
4th, 2022. Okay,
that was
a year ago.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
Yeah.
Front page, overdose deaths jump in area and state.
Hmm.
An 18% increase in New London County.
How about that?
Has officials scrambling. Have you noticed the officials scrambling over this? I haven't.
Not really.
But it says here, accidental drug overdose deaths surged dramatically in 2021,
right,
outpacing the statewide increase and prompting local officials to double down on efforts to educate the public.
Wow.
Educate the public. Fatal overdoses up 66%.
Sure.
There have been X numbers of deaths and so on and so forth. Opioids are to blame in an overwhelming number of the deaths, and fentanyl, a synthetic opioid used for treating severe pain that is illegally manufactured.
Okay.
Ah,
yeah.
Illegally manufactured.
Yeah.
Well, if it's illegal, how come it's here, Lee?
Well, because they're getting.
How come it's here if it's illegal?
Well, that's a good point.
Don't we believe in law and order?
I would think so,
well,
yeah.
Where does it come from, Lee?
It comes from China and Mexico.
Yeah,
there
well,
you
how
go.
Does it get in the country?
Right,
Lee?
Across the border.
Right across the border.
That's right.
Ow!
Yeah, how does that happen?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's how it happens. But, you know, I thought we were building a wall down there.
Oh, well, we were, yeah.
But what happened? Joe Biden, he didn't like the wall.
Yeah.
He wants people to come in. Y'all come here.
Sure.
Come on up here. It's all right.
Come on.
And when you're coming in, bring all that illegal stuff.
Yeah,
we don't really care. And Hunter needs somebody to give him a suitcase full of stuff. Poor guy, you know, because he can't afford all this stuff in spite of all the money the Chinese have been giving us.
Right.
Okay. So fentanyl that is illegally manufactured, according to the Day, showed up in 85% of the 1,531 deaths statewide in 2021. So, hey, folks, you know, wake up, everybody. When you read in the paper in the obituary page, so-and-so, such-and-such, age 25, 30, died unexpectedly.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, it's one of two things.
What are you riding a motorcycle?
No, they either kill themselves,
suicide.
Or they died by drugs.
Well,
it's one or the other.
What's the difference?
That's a good point, Rob.
What's the difference?
It's a good point.
Kind of same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're sticking the needle in your arm. You're an athlete. I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
How about up the nose?
No.
Who needs it? Popping the pills?
No.
Who needs it? We don't need this stuff.
No.
We don't need this stuff. And Lee, look at this. This article, it's in the New York Post. It's a fascinating article on the different opium wars that took place. And China's control over the global fentanyl trade is like a new opium war for the 21st century. So, you know, there's history to this. And interestingly enough, they say in San Francisco, successful dealers in San Francisco now make more than senior Google software engineers for peddling the poison.
How about that?
And another part of the article says federal officials are told it's too dangerous to go to work downtown in your federal office building, so work from home.
Right.
How's that working out, but working from home?
It's terrible.
When during COVID, if you had a problem with a DMV and they're all working from home, or or the DRS or anybody else,
that doesn't work.
Didn't work. Totally sucks. But there is good news here.
Oh, good. What is it?
It is good. The bad news is the fentanyl trade. The bad news is the Biden administration doing nothing about it.
Okay.
The bad news is that they're dying like crazy. But the good news is that the rich people in Silicon Valley, the programmers I just referred to in the other article, and all the billionaires in Silicon Valley, they have a plan for the future.
Oh, great. I can't wait to hear it.
Did you know that?
I can't wait to hear it.
They have a plan for the future.
What is it?
They have secretly bought 55,000 acres of land.
Oh, great.
Outside San Francisco.
Okay, I actually heard about this.
Yeah, it's up in the Napa Valley area.
Rob, I got to jump in because we're running out of time, but they're going to build a utopian society. Yeah, free of homeless and drug addicts and all that goes along with that crime, I guess. At least that's the thought behind it. A utopian society full of progressives. I just don't see it happening. Colonel Rob Simmons, again, always a pleasure to have him on the national show, spreading his words of wisdom. I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your health...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Apple's the sponsor of this segment of the show. I trust them. I personally buy from them. Go Get Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you want. Physical gold and silver, not stock market gold and silver. Physical gold and silver that you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door. 100% insured. A+ rating for the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Go Get Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back for you if you ever decide to sell. And when you mention Wayne Alaroot, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call Go Get Capital now. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. What are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. And before we wrap it up tonight, on my morning show here in Connecticut, we have focused a little bit this week, not entirely, but the story popped again, and Tucker Carlson had a big spot on it on his podcast, and even Candace Owens was talking about it, and it's the story about this gentleman, Sinclair, who claims he did drugs and had sex with Barack Obama, and if you haven't heard it, I'm going to play it for you. It's like a 60-second cut from Tucker. But I know this story has been circulating out about Obama forever, and it's not even the gay part of it that is peculiar. It's the drug use, and we know he's done tons of drugs in the past, but it just seems like, man, this is a guy who potentially has led a double life, an ugly, seedy double life. That is very unflattering and very compromising when you look at it big picture.
But here is the 60-second promo from Tucker's show on the X.
You're just a guy who's in town for the night, and it sounds like you're looking to party.
Yeah. Pulled up in a bar outside, and there's this guy that's introduced to me as Barack Obama. I had given Barack $250 to pay for coke. I start putting a line on a CD tray to snort, and next thing I know, he's got a little pipe and he's smoking. So I just started rubbing my hand along this thigh to see where it was going, and it went the direction I had intended it to go.
Even though you had sex with him twice, you did cocaine with him, watched him smoke crack twice, you had no idea who he was.
I had no idea who he was.
You just asked the obvious question, what was Obama like on crack? Is it your sense that that's who Obama is, just transactional, or that he's bisexual, or like, what is this?
It definitely wasn't Barack's first time, and I would almost be willing to bet you it wasn't as long.
The guy's running for president, and credible information comes out that he's smoking crack and having sex with dudes. That seems like a story.
Well, it would be a story if the media really cared about telling people the truth.
All right, so there you go. That was from Tucker's show on The X, which used to be Twitter, I guess, and I'm not really sure exactly what we call it now, but man, doesn't that throw a huge monkey wrench into everything? Now, I know this isn't the first time this actually has been out there, but because of the way social media is and because of Tucker's popularity, this has now been born again, and it went viral again, and people are talking about it again. And it's turning into another ugly stain on America. We have the leadership of this nation, which is involved in drug scandals and sex scandals, and I guess it just continued on. I mean, Obama, again, maybe he was smoking crack in the White House. Maybe, again, I'm just saying, maybe, allegedly having sex. There is, again, reports that Secret Service members ushered males in and out of the White House. I don't like to be sensational, but you've got people that I respect in the media who are saying these things, and it seems like it is infinitely possible that some of this stuff happened. And now you've got an administration, although maybe Joe Biden is too old to partake in the spoils of power. Maybe his son was partaking. He certainly appears to have been partaking in the spoils of power without question. But I go back to the compromising part of this. You know, our leadership, which is supposed to be insulated from this, is clearly not. And if you look at the way things have unfolded around the globe since Obama was president, and how China has been elevated and Russia, again, elevated, maybe it's because there's a lot of dirt on past leaders. And our leadership, whether it's Obama or Biden, have looked the other way or have enabled or partaken in some diabolical, devious stuff that's going on behind the scenes, whether it's with Russia or China or Ukraine. And here we are, giving not just tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine to fight this pseudo-proxy war where we don't know where any of this money is going. It's dirty. It's all stinking filthy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got to run. I'm out of time. I want to remind you, if you've got a college student looking for a place to land, you got to go check out Nichols College, nichols.edu. You will love it. It's a business school absolutely on the rise. Once again, check it out online, nichols.edu. Take that virtual tour and sign up when the next semester presents itself. All right, Wayne, Alan Rood is here, and he is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.